This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel, this week in Jerusalem. On Sunday, the Israeli cabinet easily approved Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's plan to dismantle four small settlements in the north of the West Bank, and more important, to withdraw completely from Gaza. When Sharon speaks of withdrawal, or as it's called here, disengagement, the former longtime advocate of expanding settlements says he does so with great anguish.
In order to progress in the overall process, we needed to take painful steps. Unfortunately, this step is very painful, but necessary.
Disengagement from Gaza means uprooting about 8,000 Jewish settlers who hold more than a quarter of the land in the crowded coastal strip. More than 1 million Palestinians live on the rest of the land. When Ariel Sharon made his about-face on Gaza, he adopted a plan developed by the Strategic Planning Office of the Israeli Army. Brigadier General Eyval Giladi, who has just retired from the Army, ran that office and is called the father of disengagement. Giladi says it is a step Israel can take at a time when a final status agreement with the Palestinians seems impossible. He insists he is not anti-settler.
I would like to see those settlers that are living to be accepted by the Israeli society as heroes, as those who made the right thing. I don't accept those who said that it was a mistake to send them there 30 years ago. It was the right thing to be done then, and it is the right thing to be done now. And I think they were pioneers when they went there, and they should be accepted as pioneers when they leave. It is a very hard and difficult process for them, and for the Israeli society, and for the Israeli decision-makers, but it is a very important measure. I would measure it by the level of resistance that we have. If you ask me what means success, I wish to see the lowest possible level of resistance from the settlers.
There is resistance to disengagement among settlers in Gaza and the far more heavily settled occupied West Bank. While some have accepted the government's compensation terms for their homes or farms, many others have responded with protests, with civil disobedience, and some even with threats to Israeli leaders. This protest in a Gaza settlement was peaceful and big. The Israeli press put the crowd at 15,000, most of them bussed in from the occupied West Bank. They are typically Orthodox Jews and mostly teenagers, kids who have grown up in the settlements that Ariel Sharon once championed. But there are parents and grandparents. Esther Lilienthal, who is 68, has lived for 14 years in Neve Dakalim. It's a Gaza settlement which looks like a pleasant garden suburb of private homes, gardens, and hothouses. It is separated from the neighboring Palestinian town by a security wall that's easily six stories high. Esther Lilienthal is baffled by the new Ariel Sharon, or as he's familiarly called, Arik Sharon, and she can't believe that his plan will actually take effect. She prefers the old Sharon, who proclaimed that the security of a Gaza settlement was no less vital to Israel than the security of Tel Aviv.
We are bitterly disappointed in him, because he really has a wonderful record as far as we're concerned.
But it seems at least possible that come July, a disengagement process will begin here.
It's possible. Not probable.
For you, it's worst case.
Right.
What happens at that moment? You're not going to rise up in arms against the Israeli Defense Force.
No.
You're going to engage in civil disobedience.
That's what we'll do.
Meaning?
We'll be here. We'll make it difficult for them.
How do you make it difficult for...
Just by being here.
You will have to pull me out of that, out of my home in Gaza, if you're going to make me leave.
Yeah. People that you met in Netzer Chazani are living here for about 35 years. And their children and grandchildren live here, as do mine.
But do you think Israelis would see that scene of generations of residents of these settlements being carried out by Israeli soldiers?
It's not going to be easy. Think about all the things that are involved. It involves destroying synagogues. It involves uprooting cemetery, soldiers are buried there. People who were killed here by the Arabs are buried there. It's not a simple matter by any means.
And you think that the majority of Israelis would find that distasteful, would find that something objectionable?
At the least distasteful.
What do you make of what everybody else in the world would make of it? Does it matter to
you?
Well,
I think that thinking people would think twice about it. Think about it. For what would you be willing to uproot people from their homes, from their communities, from their cemetery? I mean, it's not as though an enemy is doing it to us. It's our own government.
Settlers like Esther Lilienthal share a common belief with many Palestinians we spoke to in Gaza, beyond the high wall and the security fence that insulate the settlers from their neighbors. Both groups are convinced that Sharon's disengagement will not take place. The Palestinians don't trust him, and the settlers do trust their political clout to prevent it from happening. And there is actually concrete evidence of their self-confidence. Esther Lilienthal drove us to a construction site in her community. Even though the evacuation is scheduled for this summer, even though Palestinian officials speak of replacing the settlement's houses with high-rise construction, despite all that, new single-family homes are still being built, mostly by laborers from China.
This is an area of build-your-own home. There were 22 plots here, and any number of houses are in various stages of building. This one was just finished, and you can see various stages of building in other houses, and it's going on now.
People are building right now.
Right now.
Despite the government's plan to pull people out, to pull down these very houses within a few months.
Right.
They are that confident the disengagement will not take place. Esther Lilienthal insists she has not even talked about a contingency plan, where to live next, with any of her 35 close relatives who live in Gaza settlements. But she draws the line at civil disobedience. There are more provocative notions in the air. Should Israeli soldiers who are ordered to move Jews from their homes do so, or refuse orders? 44-year-old Datya Itzhaki says they should refuse. Mrs. Itzhaki lives with her husband and three small children in the settlement of Kfar Yam. It means sea village. Unlike the settlement of Neve Dakhalim, Kfar Yam is a collection of just half a dozen seaside homes fronting the Mediterranean. Hers is the only true building, the others are trailers. Datya Itzhaki says an order to evacuate Jews from their homes is an order an Israeli may disobey.
Listen, these are decisions that I'm, as a citizen of the State of Israel, are not obligated to go according to them, because it's anti-democratic. This whole process is against what Arik Sharon promised his voters. It's anti-democratic. I'm going...
You mean any Israeli is entitled then to say, this is undemocratic, this is anti-democratic, and therefore I need not comply.
Listen, if today the Knesset decides that I'm supposed to go and jump from a roof and commit suicide and do it in a democratic way, you know, the majority in the Knesset would decide that I have to commit suicide. So they can jump as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to commit suicide. The same thing, this decision that they're going to do is anti-democratic. It's a risk to the State of Israel as far as security is concerned. And everybody said it.
What's going to happen that day?
I see it as a very, very frightening day. I think it's a war between brothers, and that's the last thing I would like to see in Israel.
A Jewish civil war in Israel.
A Jewish civil war in Israel, and I think it's a catastrophe. I'm not for it, no way, but I think that it's forced on us from the government. They're coming and fighting against me. But when this thing will happen, I see a picture of thousands here. It's summer, so it will be easier to do it. We'll just have to make sure that's enough water. I'm sure that water and electricity and phone is going to be cut down. And then I see the army of Israel, our army, coming against us. I see dozens of thousands coming to the Gaza region, cutting the fences and going in to help the settlers. And then, unfortunately, I see the Palestinians shooting bombs. And I think that what will happen here is a real catastrophe. and people, good people, from all the sides are going to pay in life, and then it will have to stop, because nobody will be able to carry it on.
Despite what Datia Itzhaki fears, a senior Palestinian negotiator has assured Israel that the Gaza evacuation will be peaceful. Polls show Israelis favor withdrawing from Gaza. She says you can make polls show anything. Eval Giladi, the retired general who developed the disengagement plan, says it is going to happen.
To the best of my understanding, it will be implemented. It is a hard process, and there are many obstacles, but I do see the way, and I have no doubt about the determination of the prime minister and the government to push this plan forward. Yes, there is many difficulties on the Israeli side, on the Palestinian side, on the overall environment, but if you ask me, would the resistance of the settlers prevent it from being implemented? I would say no. Yeah. Is the political fragility a problem? Yes. Would it prevent this plan from being implemented? No. It is the budget that threatened this government more than the disengagement plan.
Domestic politics.
Absolutely. Internal politics. I think the majority of the Israeli people support the plan, and it is very clear to everybody. People ask me, would terror stop this plan from being implemented? And I would say no. Even such an event, which I hope never happens, but if it happened, I don't think this will prevent the plan from being implemented. It may delay, we may have to respond, it will change the atmosphere, we may have to go more unilateral as we see that we can't trust the other side for taking enough measures to minimize or prevent terrorism, but it won't stop the plan from being implemented.
Prime Minister Sharon wants Israel to leave Gaza, but keep much larger settlement blocks on the West Bank. They are settlements in occupied territory, but very close to Israel proper, and they house the great majority of settlers. But that still doesn't include dozens of settlements where thousands of other settlers live. In the past, they could always count on Ariel Sharon to declare their interests Israel's interests. No longer. And for many settlers in Gaza and elsewhere, the disengagement set to begin this summer is a serious test of where Sharon and Israel are headed.
You can find photos, a map of Gaza, and background on the regional conflict at our website, npr.org.